From GEICO Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts, broadcasting from your brain. Tonight's top worry. If something happens to your apartment and you need to, like, stay in a hotel and pay for it, that would be crazy, right? Art Palpitations has more.
That would be crazy, Tammy, but you got surprisingly affordable renter's insurance through GEICO, so it could be covered, giving you peace of mind.
Aww, I love a story that ends well.
Next up, love stories. Are they all they're cracked up to be?
It feels good to worry less. It feels good to GEICO.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Has to be the face of one of the most popular home renovation shows on television. TV personality architect Dermot Bannon with me in studio today ahead of his appearance at the PTSB Ideal Home Show. How are you?
I'm good, Andrea. How are you?
I've never been as happy to see you because I've just endured about 19 or, I don't know, 20 questions from members of the public across the country. And it is much more challenging than you might think.
Wait till I start quizzing you on heat pumps. Yeah. This is where it's going to, you're going to regret saying that.
You know what? I'm just in the middle of finishing a leak in the house, so I know more about renovating than I ever did.
Okay, so we can go through all that.
Yeah. 087 1400 106 if you have questions for Dermot Bannon. But you, I believe, you're in here to challenge me as well.
Oh, yeah, so I've got your Dublin question.
Right. Right. Now, you've just given me away the county, but that's okay.
Okay, now I'm after messing up the whole thing. You
don't
have to get it right, doesn't it? Do you want an honours or a pass level?
Oh, go on, start with the pass and ease me in.
Where is the longest queue for pizza in Dublin?
It has to be the place down the corner, Bambino.
There you go.
I've never been. Have you been to it?
Yeah, I have. It's worth it.
Is it? Because from morning to night, there's a queue.
It's worth it.
Right, go on.
Honours question. What was Brown Thomas called? What was the shop that Brown Thomas is in now? What was it called for years?
Is it... I think I might know this. But I think I'm going to pronounce it wrong. Was it Switzers or something?
You've done it.
Was it? Is that what it was? Switzers.
You've done it. Yes.
Yeah, I thought that. Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know that I remembered as that though.
But you knew it.
Yeah, Switzers.
So you've got
yeah.
the higher level.
There you are. Well, look.
H1 for Andrea.
You'd never believe I got an A1 in geography. Not once, but twice. When I repeated. Right, that is my make-a-wish question. We're going to come back to that. Make-a-wish.ie.
Well, I'm actually really impressed with that because I was thinking, will I ask that question or is it just showing my age?
Yeah. No. Well, my age then too, quite clearly. You're doing room to improve. What is it? Nearly two decades?
Now that is showing my age,
yeah.
isn't it?
No, I don't mean it like that, but like it has to be like it's one of my favourite TV shows.
Is that because
right?
you're in the middle of a renovation?
No, I've always enjoyed it. And I enjoy you and the team and the gang on it. Do you still though get, is there still excitement now at every season? Is it hard to keep that going?
Ooh, excitement isn't a word. A challenge is a big thing. So this year last year's done and dusted for me, so I'm now on to this year. So I'm on four projects at the moment, and we've got one that didn't get finished last year, so we'll have five hopefully for January. But they're really challenging, and I'm always looking for a project that I haven't done before or something that's really difficult.
Is that hard? Because I would have thought that most people
it gets harder. They're kind of, what do they call it? And the producers call them the unicorns, the kind of the new story, good people, and have the budget to do it, and are relatable and all of that. So
that's the bit I find mad about the show. Sometimes I'm looking at the budgets and they're bananas. I'm just thinking I would love to have this kind of money to be spent on a house.
It is like that's the cost of building at the moment. Yeah. And even like what we would have considered big budgets a few years ago are now small budgets. And it's kind of, we filmed one this week. I can't give away anything.
Yeah,
it's too early.
Right.
We filmed one this week and it was difficult because they had huge expectations and they all did that. I remember always when we're finished filming day one, at the very end of it, I say, what's your budget? And I'll go away. And they just say, just go away and work your magic. And I was there, I can't in this situation. So it's a different kind of episode. But it's relating to what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
And prices are going up, the Gulf War, all of that. So we can't call it a Gulf War yet. We're hoping it's an unsettlement, isn't it?
Hopefully
it doesn't go into anything deeper than that. But that all has a knock-on effect.
Yeah, it's funny because I'm thinking of, you know, shows like Room to Improve and some of the other programmes from over the years. Have they changed how just we as regular consumers look at renovations, like yes. our expectations yes. and demands?
Yeah, first of all and foremost, most people are interested in design now, which is brilliant. Mm. And people don't, like years ago when I was a kid, people put an extension onto the back of the house and they just got on with it. They put it
apply for retention later.
Yeah, but no, that's a Donegal thing.
It is not. Cheeky.
No, sorry, and actually I didn't mean that for all the Donegal people. I just,
you're all right.
I'm slagging Andrea.
Yeah,
right.
It's okay, yes, I take it. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
It was, people didn't think about it. They needed a new kitchen and they put a kitchen onto the back of the house, regardless yeah. whether it blocked light into all the existing rooms, regardless of... Yeah.
The old-fashioned conservatory thing. Like.
Yes, that became a big thing in the 80s and the 90s. So people are thinking about design, they're thinking about light, they're thinking about how the place functions. And I suppose our expectations have gone up. Like what I've noticed now, even in the last few years, is anybody who's starting a project opens up an Instagram page about their house,
yeah.
like number 27.
Yeah, or they have a cool... The old mill or something like mill. That. Yeah.
You know them, you've been on them.
Yeah.
You've
glued them all the time. Yeah.
And everybody is. But like, I kind of think it's cool because like when I started as an architect and I used to tell my friends I'm an architect, like they looked at me as if I was a rocket scientist. Yeah. They didn't. I remember one time telling somebody, because I was in college in England and I came back to my local pub and I was chatting away and I said, oh yeah, I'm in England, I'm studying architecture. And you know what his answer was? So you weren't into mangoes last weekend? No,
I wasn't.
You don't
yeah,
care, do you?
You don't.
And so now people are talking about design, talking about architecture. We're interested in it and everybody's interested, which is great.
Yeah. Is there a design trend that you wish would die?
Yeah, the pantry.
The pantry?
The walk-in pantry. Why?
That's because, kind of big. The new thing now, as I've learned myself, is this coffee dock.
The breakfast pantry
is a new thing.
Oh, no, no. You're about 2 years behind.
Am I?
Yeah.
I only finished this thing last week.
And did you do a coffee dock?
Yeah.
Oh, poor you.
Yeah, why?
Because you should have had a pantry, a walk-in pantry.
But you're telling me you hate it.
I do. But do you want to be on trend?
Yeah, but
is it important to you? What did you put on your Instagram page?
Oh no, very little now.
Did you not put a picture
that.
Of your pantry up?
No, I haven't. No.
Okay, well then you're up.
You see, and my problem is in my head I live in a bigger house than I do. So
we all do.
You know, all these things don't
What's
fit.
What's that called? Notions.
Yeah. Plenty of them.
No, it's everybody is trying to squeeze a walk-in pantry into regular size houses. And a walk-in pantry is a room.
Mm.
The coffee dock is the 2 600 unit presses. Sometimes they'll have, if they're very posh, they'll have fold back doors.
Yeah.
And that's all you need. I think they're a brilliant idea because what it does is it hides all the clutter, the air fryers, the coffee machine, the toaster. They go into a kind of, it's called an appliance garage.
Right, appliance garage. I love it, yeah.
You've got an appliance garage. But the walk-in pantry is one of these. You know, you see some people who have the country estates and they walk into the room and all of the shelves are decked out. People are trying to put them into semi-Ds. You know, my dream is a walk-in pantry. And it's just, they're so hard to squeeze in to a regular plan. And that's why I hate them, because I have to try and squeeze them in.
Yeah. So that's the design you wish would die out.
Yes.
What's the design trend at the moment? What's the design feature you wish would become a trend? The thing that more people should consider?
Heat pumps.
Just heat pumps. That's what you're passionate about, is it?
Well, I suppose, look, a lot of things are very subjective. They're very you, what you need in your house. And I suppose what people don't talk about, it's the last conversation that doesn't happen because you can't feel it on Instagram, right? Is heat and how warm a house is and how cozy a house is. And we were, I'm going back to this, I probably shouldn't be giving you, but like the house was so cold that I was in on Tuesday that she had to go to bed at 7 o'clock because she couldn't sit downstairs. It was that cold.
Oh my gosh.
And that's all up and down the country. People sit living in one room, turning on the stove or whatever. So our houses generally as a nation we're really, really poorly insulated and compared to the rest of Europe. So, I suppose I'm looking at the madness of people. If you're doing any kind of a renovation, there's so many grants out there. Like the government is literally throwing money at you to upgrade your house. Do that first.
And then I hear a lot of our listeners, would be often critical of some of the grants because they say that it nearly costs more if you're getting,
it does.
Doing the job via the grant.
It does. But what I'm saying is that people spend money on things, right? And they'll spend money on an appliance garage. They'll spend money on, an expensive couch or an expensive television. Mm. And yet they wouldn't insulate their house. and then they're kind of complaining about cost of oil and all that. I would do that first before, because if your house is warm and cozy, it doesn't really matter what's around you.
Listener questions for you for Dermot, right? 087 1400 106, the WhatsApp number. We're looking to make our new home more energy efficient. Yes. It's an old bungalow built in 1974. I want to replace the windows.
Yeah.
I'm wondering what's the difference between double and triple glazing apart from the price?
Okay, first of all, a 1970s bungalow, you should be getting a B or cert done on it if you haven't got one, right? And don't start with your windows. Start with your walls. The walls are a much bigger surface area than your windows. Your windows should be number two or three on your list. If you're doing an old bungalow, the windows will go in and they'll make a small bit of difference, but they won't make a massive difference. What you need to do is insulate your walls first. So if it's a cavity wall, pump your cavity. I have the grants here in front of me. I'm all prepared.
Yeah.
Cavity wall. There's €1,200 of a grant for cavity wall insulation, and it'll cost you about 2,500-3,000 to do it. So that will make
worth it.
Absolutely, because that will make much more of a difference in the wind. After that, so there's a hierarchy in how you insulate a house. So you do your walls first, then you do your attic, because if you think about it, going out for a walk in the evening, you put a hat on you because heat rises, goes out. And then after that, you do your windows. And then after that,
I did it the total other way around.
You're doing your windows first. You see, because do you know what it is? Do you know
appearance.
What? Yes. Everybody does it because you can see new windows. Mm. You can't see new insulation.
What's the best investment you can make in a 3-bed semi-D? Asks this texter.
What's the best insulation, and then taking yourself off fossil fuels? We've seen the price of oil and what it's so volatile. And that is going, like, oil is a very valuable commodity, as we've seen. If you can get yourself onto renewable energies over the next while, that would be the biggest investment you can make.
What would you advise? How would you advise in terms of picking a style for your home? This texter says, my wife wants everything to be white. I think it's cold. I want it to be cozy and colourful. That guy's wife is like me. I have everything white in the house.
Yeah, but are you clean and tidy? And
I'm all right, yeah.
Yeah, because
okay.
A lot of people...
It's a lot of cleaning in at night.
A lot of people really, really love the minimalist look, and I get lots of images, but they don't live like that.
Yeah.
So if you put if you put your handbag on the counter, it probably ruins the look.
Oh, no, you see, no, there's things have to go in. Yeah, I've so like a lunatic in the house.
It really should reflect how you live. If you're slightly messy like I am, you need to have a bit more colour in the house so that when you leave stuff down, like, because I give out about the chaos in our house all the time, and I'm there like, look at this state, and then I realise it's all my stuff. Like,
you are the chaos.
I am because my kids are unbelievably clean. Yeah. My wife is obsessed with tidying up. I am the mess. I'm the whirlwind that goes through the house.
Yeah.
And I tend to hoard things and then just leave them in piles, and then I don't notice that they're there after a while.
A couple of quick fire round questions for you, right? Listeners wondering today, are there projects that stick with you, you know, that you do? Are there, like, even the emotional aspect of the stories?
Always, one of my favourite projects ever was, we did one in Dunleary. It was an old boating warehouse, and we turned that into a home. Obviously, there's going to be very special people that you'll meet along the way. But you know something? I remember all of them. I'm working on every single one of them for about a year.
Hard to forget them.
It's really hard to forget them. It's not a fly-by-night thing. I sometimes know some of these people better than I know, like, my friends.
Yeah.
Because you see them at their... That at their best and at their worst, because I get to kind of be on the journey with people at the most stressful times in their lives.
Open plan, still a thing?
Absolutely. People give out about it, but, like, I always think in design there's compromises, right? So if the benefits of having lots of individual rooms is you've got peace and quiet, you can control the environment and all that, but it's sociable. You know, we all work in.
I love the social aspect.
Yeah,
of
like
that,
we all.
Actually.
Would you go and, like, everybody works in? I'm here in News Talk outside in the office floor. Everybody's in one
floor.
Just
pandemonium. Yeah,
but it's kind of cool pandemonium. I think family life, because people are busy, they work. I think that the time that the five or four or three people or two people or whatever are in the house together, I think it's worth that you have Linger. You're in the same space.
If you were housing minister for a year, what's the one thing you do?
I would love to see Dublin get a mayor that had responsibilities. I would employ, I think there's more planners working in the private sector than there is in the public sector. I would throw money at the planning and try and come up with a really proper strategy for our cities, because we do everything as a knee-jerk reaction. It's all about housing
numbers.
Fix
the problem.
Yeah, quickly get something out so we have something for a press release. I would have a whole cohort of planners, give them 5 years, come up with an amazing plan, see what's the best around Europe, and come up with an amazing plan for how we're going to expand or develop or intensify or densify intensify the city. You know, no business ever sets up without a business plan. And we need to invest in that.
Okay. If people want to hear, see more from you, PTSB, Ideal Home Show.
I'm there with Mitsubishi. I'm on the Mitsubishi electric stand. And
Pushing your pumps?
No, not pushing. I am offering advice. No, because,
I'm joking.
Do you know, but like really what it is at the moment, it is a little bit like that, you know, what's a tracker mortgage?
Yeah.
If you remember that years ago.
I know.
People, there's retrofits, heat pumps, grants, people are overwhelmed by the whole lot.
Yeah.
And it's actually really simple. Insulate your house, take your house off fossil fuels, get yourself onto a heat pump, and that's the thing. And but people are overcomplicating with all the technology. So I think come up and talk to us at the stand. I'm there on the Friday and the Saturday.
Saturday, that's the 24th and 26th.
Yeah. Can I do one more plug?
Yeah, go on.
We have a new show coming out next week, Celebrity Super Spaces, where I get to snoop in and out of celebrities' houses. So I'm in Vogue and Spencer's, I'm in Joanne McNally's.
Amazing.
Look at your eyes lighting up now.
I'm dying to see inside those.
So next, it's 24th, 20, the 26th is our first episode. Aidan Gillen, Camilla Sullivan.
Oh, brilliant.
Who else is Andrew Porter, the rugby player.
This is fantastic.
Clodagh McKenna. We went over to, she lives on the grounds of Downton Abbey.
Oh, she does, yeah.
Yes. Who else do we go and see? Don Mescal. We've two episodes back to back starting next Sunday on RTÉ1 at 9:30.
Amazing.
It was a brilliant show to work on, because normally when I go around,
that's grateful.
When I normally go around these houses, I'm on my own. I'm talking into the camera. Oh my God, look at this space. How amazing is this? This is like, when you try and do that with Joanne McNally.
Well, you give her a run for your money.
She gave me a run for my money.
Oh, love it. Dermot Bannon, the PTSB Ideal Home Show, RDS Simmons Court.
I'm at the Mitsubishi
Friday.
Electric Stand.
Yes, April 24th. Dermot, thanks a million for joining us here on the programme today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.